Well, well. Good morning, everybody. Happy Victory Friday. Packers took care of business out on the West Coast last night against the very severely undermanned San Francisco 49ers. And now they get a nice little break about 10 days before they reconvene and take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at Lambeau Field. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Victory Friday. You got that right. Possibly more ways than one, if you know what I mean. Win is a win, Nags. You got that right, Chris. Chalk up the W's any way you can. Good morning, sir. Good morning, Brett. How are you? Morning, Nags. Great show last night. Thanks, Brett. Thanks to everybody who did stop by and watched the watch party, carry the Jeep pregame, postgame show, which was definitely a bit of a shambles, but it was a really good time. It was great to have Perry in the studio, Corey doing his thing out there in Green Bay. Always fun to everybody to stop by the Cheesehead TV live streams. Thanks for checking it out. Fabian, way too early to know, asking if Jair is out for the next game. We'll see. Every head injury is different. Every concussion protocol is its own individual thing. There's no telling. He'd be right as rain in a few days. He could be out for an extended period of time. You never really know. So we'll see. We'll obviously hear from Matt LaFleur later today. Maybe he provides a bit of a timeline and or just an update. But, yeah, it's way too early to tell. MVS is the GOAT. The GOAT. Not according to my Twitter feed after he dropped that pass, man. Woo! This is the thing I love about when MVS or any of the Packers wide receivers drop a pass. It's like that single play is a repudiation of everything I've ever said on the internet when it comes to the Green Bay Packers wide receiving core. And there are just the subsection of usually knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing morons who are like, you're a clown. You like the Packers wide receivers. It's one play. And yeah, I do. I think they can win a lot of games with the guys they got on hand. And apparently the general manager agrees with me. I'm feeling pretty good about it, actually. Lance, you're nothing if not consistent, buddy. Thoughts? My thoughts are it's a great day to be an American and a fan of the Green Bay Packers. What do you think of Aaron Jones' play? He looked energized. Kenny, he looked outstanding. I mean, just his vision, his explosiveness. How quickly he gets north and south. They clearly have been missing that on the offensive side of the ball. He is a special player. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Who needs Will Fuller? LOL. And don't get it twisted. Will Fuller would have been a nice addition to the offensive side of the ball. There's no doubt about it. But I also understand why Brian didn't make that move. Super fun watch party last night. Thoughts? Dave, my thoughts are, I agree. Amazing how well our defensive backs looks with a pass rush. Yeah, Doug. The two do tend to work in concert. It's something we talked about. I talked about it with Andy Herman last week. Gosh, it was Monday. Feels like a year ago. And I'll undoubtedly talk with him about it today. You know, if you're not getting pressure, you're not affecting the quarterback. You're not, you know, putting the quarterback under duress. It's very rare. It's not too often that you get footballs put in jeopardy by the quarterback. And you saw last night, once that pressure was exerted and, you know, made the quarterback uncomfortable, yeah, some balls were put up in the air and Packers took advantage of it. Wishbone Media, thanks for the super chat. Montrevious looked good last night from what I remember. Drank a lot of beer between the game and election watching. I have to go back and look at it, especially the stuff in the trenches. You always want to go back and rewatch it specifically for that. But yeah, at first blush, it did seem he played well. He had the nice tackle when he went unblocked. But yeah, I want to go back and see, but, initial viewing definitely looked like he played well. Packers need more weapons. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Much love for my favorite content provider, William. Thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say. I know none of you are required to be here. And the fact that you guys come back every day is really amazing. Thanks so much. Robin, Raven Green's INT is proof of what happens when Preston makes his impact. I mean, that's what we were just talking about, right? You get that pressure, good things happen on the back end. Johnny on the spot from Raven Green there. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Nags, please explain to me why the Packers gave up in the fourth quarter and allowed a 34-3 game slip to 34-17. Josh, really? 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 San Francisco didn't score a touchdown until there were 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And at that point, the Packers were playing backups to backups to backups in the secondary. And there were a number of miscommunication issues, which is going to be expected. You were basically watching a preseason game in the fourth quarter. I say this with all love and respect. Who fucking cares, man? The game was over. It was over. It was a wrap. Relax. Chill. All's well. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Is Devontae the best or is Rodgers just too good? Oh, no. Devontae's the best. Now, people are going to quibble with this, and I know we've already seen tons of headlines this morning about Devontae Adams is the best receiver. Devontae Adams, the best receiver, blah, 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 blah. And so many other people are going to come at you or come at Packers fans with this guy or that guy. And I understand there are probably guys who are more physically imposing than Devontae Adams, but no one is a better technician and plays as a with a complete game like Devontae Adams does in the league currently. Just doesn't exist. So yeah, I'll give you Devontae Adams being the best. Heath, thanks for the super chat. Well, there's something off the beaten path. Best Wes Anderson film. Also, I remember you claiming Birdman being better than Grand Budapest Hotel. You were right. I think I only like Birdman better because, you know, I was an actor and it's all about the theater and I just love movies about acting in the theater. Best Wes Anderson film. I mean, my favorite is Rushmore, but I also love Royal Tenenbaums and Zissou. So I don't know, but probably Rushmore for me. I love that movie. These are OR scrubs. Oh, are they? It's not even the best line in that movie, but I love that film. I love that movie. Moises Gonzalez, thank you for the super chat. Do you think due to the players we need to re-sign that Green Bay will be quiet in free agency in the offseason? Thanks for all you do. Thank you for the super chat. And yes, I think that will be a somewhat unfortunate byproduct of what they've got to do in regards to signing their own guys, re-signing guys, keeping them in the fold. That's not to say that they'll completely sit out free agency. I do think they'll try to make some moves, but I definitely wouldn't expect some major headline-like signings. Definitely not. Krista, you know it's over when the watch party is consumed with random ex-Packer players. That was so much fun. People just like, I don't know how it's, I think someone super chatted us, name a random Packer, your favorite random Packer or something like that. And then, man, all bets were off. I still give a shout out to Harlan Huckabee. Tony, thanks for the super chat. Good win for the Packers, even bigger win for Matt. Yeah, you got to think he exercised some demons. Now, of course, it's against a depleted team, etc. But I do think he gets a little bit of pleasure in the fact that Robert Saleh can sit back there and just rush for every single down when he's got the best pass rush in the game. Oh, but you take Bosa away and all of a sudden you got some people down and, oh, it's not so easy, is it? So, yeah, I'll bet Matt cherished that a little bit. Just a little bit. Elton should be a two-position all-pro. Kenny, I mean, he should be an all-pro, period. But, my God, what a performance by him last night. I mean, is there anything the man can't do? I don't think so. Corey, thanks for the super chat. Isn't the Niners D top 10 in the league statistically? If so, that underscores our talent on offense. Would you agree? I don't know overall. I know their secondary has played really well this year. Even with a depleted front. But, yeah, I'm not sure on their ranking. And, you know, I think the Packers took care of business last night. And, you know, they've still got some good pieces. But that is a completely decimated 49ers team. And it's hard to take much away as far as if you're trying to, like, gauge where the Packers are. The Packers took care of business. Devontae Adams is the GOAT. The GOAT! Dave! Will Fuller, Will Smith, Will and Grace, Will and Testament. Packers going to Tampa in February. COVID willing. I like it. Packer man is a doll. A doll. I just get, you know, people like, I think Corey did get a little in the bag last night. And then he started like hammering on Packer man like every 5 minutes about how he needed to be sat up or whatever. And I'm like, it's a doll, dude. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's a doll. But yes, I'll treat him with more respect from now on. Wesley, your cousin Robert Ferguson said, what's up? What's up, Robert Ferguson? He got name checked last night when we were going through random Packers. Good stuff. Aaron Jones, greater than McCaffrey. Ooh, controversy. I don't know. I'm just glad he's a Packer. Like your poster behind you. Go Pack Go. Thanks so much. Let TBS free. We got a little peek. We got a little taste last night. So it's always bad when you get the taste of the TBLS, though, because then you want a little more. Wish we had my boy Fackrell. You know, Kyler's been playing well here in New York. Bob, thank you for the super chat. Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Nagler. Coincidence? I think not. Eh, two of those are definitely greater than the other, but thank you. Is it just me or is every punt we have close to getting blocked? Well, the 49ers were coming after it last night on every single opportunity because they needed desperately to create field position for themselves because they have no offense. So, I mean, last night was, you know, close a number of times. I'm not too worried about it. I know they had the block down in, what was it, down in Houston. Was that the Vikings game? No, it was in Houston. You know, and I understand, like, sometimes people get close, et cetera. But I think the 49ers were just selling out last night because they were so desperate. Click like. Yeah, you hooligans. Hit like on this video. Was last night's O-line a preview of the 2021 version? It's possible, Maureen. Absolutely. I saw Runyon slide in there. It's always possible. I think Tyler Irvin needs to be used more after what we saw last night. Billy, I think you will see him utilized continuously in different ways throughout the season. I don't think he's ever going to take touches and time away from the duo of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams when they're both out there. But I love what he brings to the offense, his ability both in the passing game. I think he really showed some gumption in the run game, especially in the second half when, you know, essentially the 49ers knew they were going to run the ball. And he's a pretty diminutive guy, and he was taking those licks, you know, while he was running up the middle. So, yeah, I love his versatility. I love what he brings to the offense, but I don't think you're ever going to see him get utilized much like we saw last night if everyone's up. Drew, thank you for the super chat. Better defensive scheme last night or just better execution? I mean, honestly, they just played a worse team. I mean, there was a bit more when it comes to execution in the sense of guys winning one-on-ones, but I mean, they took that backup left tackle to school, whether it was Preston or Zadarius, and they should, you know, they absolutely should be beating that guy like a drum, and they did, and that's their job. But yeah, I'm going to keep saying it, and you guys are probably going to get sick of it, but you can't analyzing that game. You can't take too much away for what it extrapolates going forward. Good to see Holman on the field making plays. I mean, I liked his – I was surprised a little bit at how physical he was. And he did seem to come up in the run game. And even when guys caught something in his area, he seemed to have some really sure tackling. I do think he was part of a few of the mix-ups in coverage. But that might be a communication issue. Who knows? But, yeah, I thought it was promising, to say the least. I love this is like eye of the beholder stuff. So I've seen a lot of Josh Jackson is playing better than I thought type stuff. Now, Pack Attack says Josh Jackson has struggled a lot. King, a bigger priority to sign now. I got to tell you, Pack Attack, I'm not sure I agree with your police work there. He gets targeted. There's no doubt about it. You are never going to throw at Devontae at Jair. So he's going to get looks, right? Now, obviously, Jair went out earlier in the game and Josh got a little bit more action. But he hasn't been getting beat deep. He absolutely could, you know, you were holding your breath there a few times in some of those deep shots where he's traditionally grabbed a guy and gotten the penalty. Now, he did have a couple penalties last night. One of them I totally don't care about, where he threw the dude into the ground. 49ers were doing it all night and didn't get called. I love the attitude. But yeah, I don't think he's going to allow some plays. But last night, nothing ruptured, nothing, you know. And again, now, level of competition. But I think throughout his time filling in for King, he's been solid. Has he been great? No. But I tell you what, you can live with what he's putting out there, especially at whatever, you know, the price they're paying him, etc., as opposed to handing King a big contract to keep him around. If anything, I think Josh Jackson is making it easier to allow King to walk. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. A lot of teams have been going for our punts even before the block. We have shown something. Nice to see us finally making a backup QB look like a backup QB. I hear you, Andrew. You got to think teams have seen something. Maybe they smell some blood in the water, especially after you get one blocked. People are going to be gunning for Jesus, so to speak. But it's obviously something that Meninga and company need to work on. I think 37 is playing like a guy that hasn't had a lot of first team. And Max, yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, we're a almost a month in now, though. You know, he's gotten plenty of reps. But I hear you. You know, he hasn't played a whole lot of football after his rookie year. Other than the dropped INT, I like Savage's play. Yeah, got to go back and look at it. Saw him get taken out in a couple on that swing pass on the screen, the wide receiver screen, and some things in the run game. But for the most part, yeah, thought he had a solid game. Yeah, we'll see what the tape says. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Jones was running like he was mad. Yeah, I think there's something to that. I feel like Chandon Sullivan is so underrated. I never hear his name. And at one point, he was the other guy across from Jackson after Jair went out. Yeah, he's held up well. There's no doubt about it. I love him in the slot. Versatility on the O-line was impressive last night. You are not kidding. I mean, the way they slid guys around, it was so impressive. And they didn't seem to miss a beat on offense. That's always the key. Do you think Davante Adams is the best receiver in the game? Already covered that, CM3. Honest assessment of Pettine. I don't love him, but I don't think he's getting fired. So I got to get on board. How's that? Does it help us keep King if teams think he is injury prone? I mean, if you got to keep him, you got to do it before other teams get to have a say. You know, who knows what other teams think until he hits the market. And for him to hit the market, the Packers have to not sign him. So, which I don't think they will do. They've got two. I mean, between Bakhtiari, Jones, come on. King is not jumping ahead of those guys in the priority department. I would put probably Corey Linsley above Kevin King. But that's just me. I'm sentimental for Corey. Raven Green is extremely valuable. One of our top tacklers. He's physical. There's no doubt about it. Love Raven's play. I think he's really versatile and helps them a lot on the back end. No question about that. And who is the O-line coach? Adam Stenovich. Which it's funny because I know when he was hired, there were some eyebrows raised because he was so young. Didn't have a lot of pelts on the wall. But, my God, he has coached his ass off. And those guys look fucking outstanding. You look at how many different combinations they've utilized throughout the season. And they've never really kind of stubbed their toe, other than maybe down in Tampa Bay. But yeah, he's doing his lights out work. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. I would be comfortable to put Swerve in at running back full time after what I saw last night. You guys were awesome again last night. Thanks, Big Cheese. Swerve, I don't know about Swerve full time and running back. I think that's a bit much, but I do love him. Cheese at TV is the goat. Dave. Holding out for Elton eligible. Want to see him on the receiving end of that big dog TV. Even better with an N95 on. Yeah, if anyone missed it, Matt Schneiderman pointed out on Twitter this morning, Elton Jenkins not only played three different positions last night, but he came in, I think it was for the last drive, he left his mask on. I love it. I love it. But yeah, I'm all for the tackle eligible play. We know they have it in their playbook. Just got to see it. Gots to see it. How long has Tom Fanning been in Green Bay as their communications manager? Yeah, I don't know how many years Tom's been there. He's been there for a long time. He's from Appleton, my hometown. And he's obviously been handling the PR for Aaron Rodgers with the team for a very long time. But yeah, I don't know how many years he's been there. A while. A good long while. Nags, is Burks a late bloomer? All right, let's slow down there. I think Burks has given them some quality reps. I'm really happy to see, hopefully, that the outside linebacker experiment has come to an end. But, I mean, I don't know. I think he is what he is. He's a serviceable guy who's going to give you something in the passing game, probably going to struggle in the run game, and he's a great special teamer. And you need depth guys on your team. He's one of them, no doubt about it. Did the Packers stop the count after the Packers scored 34 points, Benny? I see you. Burns, all right. No idea on any of the injuries yet. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur later this afternoon. Hopefully nothing long-term for anybody. Michael, thank you for the super chat. I think Lazard's return will massively help MVS, and this offense could become truly unstoppable. I tend to agree. It's going to be interesting to see how many plays they draw up for Lazard specifically, because right now everything's being drawn up for Devontae. Occasionally you saw like that deep shot, and that's the plan to get that to MVS. But for the most part, it's all designed to go to Devontae. You know, you just got to look at that big game Lazard had down in New Orleans. You know, there are specific plays there drawn up for Lazard. And once they start doing that, hitting that, being productive with it, baby, talk about starting to have to pick your poison as a defensive coordinator and then really letting Devontae loose. Oh, baby. That's what I'm all about. People texting me, what do you want from me? What do you want from my life? Fantastic. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much for hanging out last night, this morning, talking to some Packers on this Victory Friday. We'll be back with Packer transplants next Friday, not a Wednesday transplants, Friday transplants. Of course, I'll be doing Packers Daily each and every day. Like I said, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur later this afternoon. I'll be talking to Andy Herman, so make sure you're looking out for that here on the channel. Can't thank you guys enough. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.